Meant to discuss the world's first octopus farm. This was alerted to us yesterday by a listener who sent us a link saying that they found this quite disturbing. And the BBC article about the world's first octopus farm is alarming scientists. It describes a plan to build the world's first farm that has raised deep concerns among scientists over the welfare of the famously intelligent creatures. The farm would be in Spain's Canary Islands, and it would raise about 1 million octopuses. Aren't they octopi? Octopuses? Octopi? Anyway, it would raise 1 million of them annually for food, according to confidential documents seen by the BBC. We're joined now by Zoom by Dr. Elena Lara, the research manager for Compassion in World Farming. She's quoted in the article, and she's called on the Canary Islands authorities to block construction of this farm. Elena, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Where are you based, Elena? It's interesting. It doesn't say in my notes whereabouts you are in the world, but I know it's nowhere close to us.
No, I'm in Spain, in Barcelona.
Okay. Now, Elena, why are you and your organization so opposed to this octopus farm?
Well, we have several concerns. The first of them is that we know that these animals are not suitable for these conditions, because octopus are solitary animals and very territorial. And in these farms, they are planning to have high stocking densities in these tanks. So we know that these animals are going to suffer in these conditions. And we also know that these animals, when they are in these conditions, in high stocking densities, can show behavior of cannibalism. So this is very concerning. The other thing that we are concerned, it's about the slaughter method that the company is planning to use in the farm. We have read and we know now, because we have the plans of the company, that it is planned that they are going to be slaughtered using isoslurry. It means that the animal is going to be introduced in a tank with water and ice. And we know that this method means for the animal that they are going to suffer, that you're going to suffer pain, and it's going to be slow because the ice paralyzes the animal, but don't kill the animal. So at the end, the animals die by asphyxia. So we think this is a very cruel and practice that should not be happening. And the other concern that we have is that these animals are predators in nature. They are carnivorous animals. So to feed them, in order to feed them in farms, we are going to need to cut a huge amount of fish to feed them, you know. And most of the times, this fish that we caught, it's suitable for human consumption. So also this practice is very unsustainable.
Elena, much is known about the intelligence of these animals. And for us here in South Africa, it particularly became quite a big deal when we had the documentary that aired on Netflix, My Octopus Teacher, which then went on to win an Oscar. And I think many of us here in South Africa fell in love with the octopus as an animal. I didn't realize before then just how intelligent they were. It really is heartbreaking to think of them being kept and farmed in these conditions.
Yeah, it is, because they are very intelligent animals, you know. They are complex and very intelligent. And I don't know, for example, they are able to use tools. They collaborate, you know, with other animals, aquatic animals, to hunt, or they can learn tasks. They have memory, short and long-term memory. And so, yeah, it's very also concerning to put these animals that they really need, you know, to interact with the environment, and they need to explore and display all these behaviors. It's really worrying that they are going to be in these barren tanks, you know, in these farms with no stimulation at all. Mm. Yeah, it's really concerning.
And as
I think that this should... Mm? Sorry, go ahead. Excuse me.
No, I was just going to say, as you mentioned, the proposed method of slaughtering them using ice is just, it's incredibly cruel.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a cruel method that it has been scientifically proved for other aquatic animals that right now are slaughtered using this method, for example, for fish. And it's true that several bodies, international bodies, are saying that this practice should be banned, should not phase out. We should not be using this, because we know, scientifically know, that this method causes suffering, pain, and it's a very long death.
Elena, so,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead this time.
No, it's just like, it's why we think that we should ban, you know, we should not like allow that this happens. We should like be banning this practice, because there's several reasons.
I was about to say, Elena, that your organization, Compassion in World Farming, is calling on the Canary Islands authorities to block this farm from being built. But you're not the only ones. Are you working in collaboration with other animal rights bodies?
Yeah, exactly. We are asking to ban this. Well, first, like this farm, it's blocked, as you mentioned. But also, what we don't want is just block this project. What we want is that octopus farming, it's banned, it's prohibited. So it doesn't happen in another country or, you know, other company at the end wants also to do it. And yes, we are collaborating with other NGOs. It's, well, when we published the first report explaining why these animals are unsuitable for farming conditions, we immediately received a lot of emails and a lot of NGOs contact us because they want to work also on that and collaborate. And I have to say that it's not just animal rights or animal welfare organizations that are interested on the issue. It's also environmental and ecological, like NGOs that want that this project stops. Mm. Because what I mentioned before, you know, it's a very unsustainable practice because we are given octopus fish that could be consumed for humans. Mm. And usually this fish is caught in regions with vulnerable communities, you know, South Africa, South America. So we are taking away this fish from people or vulnerable communities that need this fish for food, to put them in farms because we want to eat octopus or we want to eat other carnivorous species. So it's not just animal welfare or rights organizations that are against this project. We are talking also about environmentalist NGOs that that are against the project.
Elena, how far along are the plans? Is there still hope of this project being halted?
Well, right now, the plans depends on the environmental impact assessment, you know, so all the documents has been presented to the Spanish government. And right now they need to decide, depending on the environmental impact assessment of the farm, if they are going to go ahead or not. So we are still waiting what the Spanish government has to say about the project.
Has there been any invitation, though, for public participation? Because my understanding from the article in the BBC was that this came to light because documents were actually leaked.
Yeah, exactly. We find out about these documents where all the plans are quite detailed about the farm. So it's something that the company has presented to the Spanish government. So the Spanish government knows about all these details.
Thank you very much, Dr. Elena Lara. We will have to leave it there. Research Manager at Compassion in World Farming. And I'd love to get your thoughts, Cape Talk listeners, on whether you believe that this octopus farm should go ahead. It would be the first in the world scheduled to be built in Spain's Canary Islands. But the animals, according to the document that has been leaked to organizations and to the media, the proposal suggests that the animals would be kept in incredibly cruel conditions.